You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Ukraine says several people have been killed in new clashes between government forces and Russian-backed separatists despite a holiday truce. The fighting in eastern Ukraine comes amid Western concerns over political infighting and reports that a Russian teenager opposing the war committed suicide after facing abuse, as Stefan Boss reports.
Ukraine's military says one of its soldiers and an elderly woman have been killed in eastern Ukraine since the weekend in new fighting between government forces and Russian-backed separatists. A separatist leader, Edward Bazurin, said his forces did not sustain any casualties, but the two civilians, a man and a woman, died as a result of the fighting. The clashes came despite a holiday truce between the warring sides and pledges to remove heavy weapons from front lines in eastern Ukraine. Even the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, observing the shaky truce, isn't safe. It said its observers came under fire the same day near Ukraine's government-held port city of Mariupol. Amid the new clashes, Turkey has begun evacuating as many as 2,000 ethnic Turks from Ukraine's war-torn east. Kiev has accused Russia of supporting pro-Russian separatists with weapons and troops, charges Moscow denies. Yet opposing the war can be dangerous in Russia. News has emerged that a Russian student who had publicly opposed what he viewed as the invasion of Ukraine and Russia's annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula has been found dead. Vladislav Pavlovich Kolesnikov, who was just 18, had been assaulted by classmates in the Moscow suburb of Podolsk after wearing a T-shirt featuring a Ukrainian flag and the words "Return Crimea." He reportedly committed suicide after even his grandfather publicly forced him out of his home, and a media interview in which he was described as unworthy and fat. While Ukrainian authorities were quick to praise his bravery, Western concerns have been raised about Kiev's own political bravery amid political infighting over how to tackle the war and corruption. A day in court for Ukrainian businessman turned politician Hennady Korban descended into chaos after thugs barged into the courtroom in Kiev and began randomly beating those in attendance. The 45-year-old Korban was detained on October 31st on suspicion of kidnapping, embezzlement, and having ties with organized crime. Among the charges, he was accused of stealing $1.7 million from the National Defense Fund, whose resources are earmarked for Ukrainian soldiers fighting pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. Yet, with reports of political fighting between pro-European coalition members and the opposition, the West has expressed concerns that early elections will have to be held, which would be a setback for the United States. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has told reporters he has been speaking more often with Ukraine's leaders than with his own wife. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.